Item number 10, please.
From the Interim Director, Division of Employee Benefits, requesting authorization to implement as soon as administratively feasible the Milwaukee County 2010 Group Health Benefit Plan for active employed members of the Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Milwaukee County Firefighters Association and the Milwaukee County 2011 Group Health Benefit Plan for retired members of the Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Milwaukee County Firefighters Association by amending Section 17.14 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, the Pension Study Commission, and the Pension Board. Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you very much. Mr. Hanchick.
Thank you. Matt Hanchick, Milwaukee County Benefits Manager. The item that's before you today is a somewhat unexpected twist in the state budget legislation, Wisconsin Act 32. It is the result of modifying the permissive subjects of bargaining for the public safety employees. In the county's case, that would be the sheriffs and the firefighters unions. What it effectively does is it takes the decision for plan design for the health care plan and makes that a non-permissive subject of bargaining. Other elements, unlike the bill that you just saw for AFSCME, are still permissive subjects, such as the premium contributions. So it is slightly different than the AFSCME group. What's before you would modify the health plan for the active employees of the Deputy Sheriff's Association and Firefighters Association to match the 2010 plan design. This is consistent with the policy that we've been given from the board already with regard to the budget. The 2011 operating budget has these groups at the 2010 benefit levels. It would not satisfy the budget in terms of premiums. That is the one slight difference because that is still a mandatory subject of bargaining. The other change to this, and there's actually, as we've gotten clarification of this, this came to light on January 1st, and we've been working with Corporation Council and with the state to clarify exactly what the change in the state budget meant. It had to do with the and retirees clause in the contract. It's been clarified that that is still a permissive subject of bargaining, so that and retirees clause does still apply to us. As a result of that, there is a discrepancy between the resolution that's in front of you and the cover memo. The cover memo inaccurately indicates that the 2011 benefit plans would apply to the retirees as soon as administratively feasible. It would actually have to match the active employees, so it would be the 2010 plan changes. It is correct in the resolution that you have, but not the cover memo.
Thank you. Questions? Supervisor Smith?
Well, I would just say it gives us a vehicle we didn't have before. The current year savings are almost $70,000, and then subsequent years would be $166,000 or so. And I say that with the realization that when we always talk about savings in health, which we need, it's really this will help absorb or offset anticipated increases we always have in our health care costs. And we've done, an admirable job, especially when we went to self-assured plan a number of years ago, to rein in our costs and keep these costs down. But it's naive to think costs don't go up. I mean, costs go up everywhere except county government, I guess. We energies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And health costs go up pretty dramatically. But we have stemmed the tide and really cut down the increases in our health care. And this is... So I don't want to give the illusion that we're saving money that, it'll help offset. But we've done a very good job, and the board took leadership on this with the help of audit, et cetera. I appreciate that in cutting our costs down and making us self-assured so we can control our own destiny and get the middleman, get those discounts that our third parties used to take. So I will move approval to concord with finance again, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Mr. Harris, I guess it's.
Yes, Mr. Harris.
Supervisor Smith brought it up to put a number on that. I think we had independent verification from a local media outlet that the result of all those efforts you just described is about $130 million of bending that curve. That's real money, and it took your leadership and support staff and consultants to do it. But it was a big cut, and it continues.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Any other questions or comments by the committee? concur with finance and audit, which was an approval of the resolution yesterday. Please call the roll on.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Excuse me.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. Motion to concur with finance and audit is approved.